Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. And voice line in the 3 o'clock hour. If you want to load up for next week, 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86 is the number. We're going to start now. Something I am really curious about, and I don't know much how this works, but you know Donald Trump really needs money badly. He needs cash badly to put up bond for that business. I didn't know how to describe it. I found it's so absurd that he got fined $450 billion, and they seem to want it immediately. And he doesn't have much of his net worth in liquid form. So while there's been headlines every day on how he's going to come up with the $454 million, suddenly he may have gained $3 billion on paper by merging his social media company, Truth Social, with something called Digital World Acquisition Corporation. And then poof, his share of the company is good for $3 billion. So we called Dave Packer, ABC News correspondent, and he's supposed to know these things. Dave, welcome.
Wall Street, you can just create $3 billion.
I want to do this. I want you to tell me how to do this, and then we'll get started here. What is Digital World Acquisition Corporation?
They actually have a website. We are a blank check company, which was formed for the purpose of acquiring, engaging in a share exchange, share reconstruction, and amalgamation with it, purchasing. I can't go on. Basically, it's a company that was formed to do exactly what they're doing right now, which is to get investors to drive the value of this acquisition company higher so that at a certain point it would be able to merge with Truth Social and have Truth Social trade on the NASDAQ as a public company, but without going through an IPO. So and in this way, Trump has all of a sudden, because now, by the way, the head of this Digital World Acquisition Corporation is a gentleman named Devin Nunes, and I think that name might ring a bell. So
yeah, he's a congressman out here in California.
Right. So I think there are, you know, there are Trump friendly people on both sides, and the folks that are investing in this on Wall Street are folks that on Truth Social have kind of, it's almost like, remember when GameStop, that when they drove that up, you know, a lot of the Trump MAGA folks have bought this stock and you know, are kind of cheering each other on as the price of it goes up. And so they, at this point, they made the deal. And Trump, again, you know, the whole thing, $5 billion. Trump, as you said, with a 60% stake, is worth about $3 billion.
Can I just review this? Because my head is...
Sure.
So this Digital World Acquisition Corporation doesn't actually make anything. It's not...
No.
No. So nothing. It was just set up to invest in other companies.
Or this particular company.
This particular company. Now, Truth Social doesn't have a lot of users and doesn't have much revenue. Is that right?
Only made less than $10 million last year.
Okay, so the company makes less than $10 million. Digital World Acquisition doesn't make anything. They merge together, and it makes Trump $3 billion because Trump fans are bidding up the stock price.
I think you got it.
What a racket.
Right?
That's legal?
First thing is, like, you know, the folks playing the Powerball, they got nothing on this, right?
No, seriously, how can I do this?
and here's another, by the way, sidebar to all of this, Trump today insisting that he does not lack the cash. He says he has almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intend to use in my campaign. He doesn't want to use it for the bond. But, you know, now is he talking about this money that he just made? I'm not sure.
Now, he can't sell the shares for a while, right?
That's right.
But
6 months.
Can he borrow against the shares and use that cash to satisfy the bond in that civil case in New York?
Unclear. I mean, there's something in there that says, you know, you're not allowed to have sell it or have any encumbrances against it. But how that, hey, maybe we'll go to court and figure out what that means again. We'll get some more lawyers on the case. But one thing's possible. The shell company could grant a waiver that would allow him to borrow
right?
against or to sell those shares.
So this really is a shell company. There's absolutely nothing of value inside this Digital World Acquisition Corporation.
Correct.
Really?
It's people who have put this acquisition company as a publicly traded company, and the shares have been bid up, and that's where we are right now. Listen, you have companies that have negative value that have been bid up. Like I was talking about GameStop. They were owing money. So this company's in better shape than GameStop.
No, and I understand that. And that seemed to be a game that everybody was playing. All the guys who do day trading on apps were driving up the price.
Right.
I mean, at least I've seen a GameStop in shopping malls. At least I know that exists.
What's a shopping mall?
And I went into a GameStop once, and I think I bought a game, so I know.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But Truth Social, there's almost nothing to it. I mean, it's Trump and like five other people.
Yeah, they call them SPAC companies, I guess. What is
SPAC, I've heard that.
Yeah, SPAC companies.
I listen to the business news a lot to try to figure this stuff out. This one, I couldn't figure it out. Wow.
Well, most of the times in recent deals, the share prices have eroded, you know, before they were able to make the deal. But
all right,
Truth Social.
As long as Trump's fans keep buying and holding on to the stock, though, that will support the price and give him that paper net worth, at least.
Unless Trump decides to dump all of his shares, right? And then what happens to everybody else? They'll be, you know, in bad shape.
They wouldn't be the first.
It wouldn't be the first time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave, for coming on.
Now, I'm sure that clears everything up, John, right?
It's fascinating. Dave Packer, ABC News in New York, explaining the... did you follow that?
You talking to me?
Yes, you. Did you? Because I know you're a financial...
Oh, yeah. I followed every bit of it. Yes.
So Digital World Acquisition Corporation is a shell company, and they're empowered to buy other companies. So they buy Truth Social, which really has almost no value. There's no following for it. There's very little revenue. And they buy it, and now it's traded on the stock market, and Trump's fans are bidding up the price, and that gives him this $3 billion net worth on paper, and maybe he can convert that into cash or some of it and get him out of trouble with that, with needing that money for the bond in the civil case.
Well, why don't we try something like that?
I need to know how to do this. I mean, I can create a shell company.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe we could get the KFI audience right. to buy the shares.
Exactly.
And then you and I run off with bags of money.
Let's do it.
Don't forget about me.
You're in too. I'll sell out percentages.
Hey, wait a minute. It was my idea.
Well, you've been outvoted. Are you on this is the board here, the three of us. Wow. This has been in the works for 2.5 years. And it's funny that it comes to fruition right before the deadline. That he needs the $500 million. All right. Yeah. You know, the world is rigged. It absolutely is rigged.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to have Nathan Hochman on. He's the good guy running for district attorney against George Gascon in November. He won the primary. We won a slot in the finals. During the March primary, he came in second place behind Gascon. But the anti-Gascon vote was almost 75%. So Hochman should be able to consolidate all the anti-Gascon vote. I believe the Assistant District Attorneys Association, which included a number of his opponents, has endorsed Nathan Hochman, and we're going to talk about that, among other things, coming up after 3 o'clock. So everybody should be on one side here. Nobody should be on Gascon's side. There is yet another twist in the Alaska Airlines door blowout case. This may be a crime. A crime! The FBI thinks that. The FBI office in Seattle sent a letter to passengers who were on the plane. And we've got a report here from ABC News reporter Lionel Moise.
This morning, the CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, heading to Capitol Hill, meeting with lawmakers in the wake of the Alaska Airlines mid-air door blowout on a 737 MAX 9 this month. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci also speaking out, saying he's frustrated and angry, adding that inspectors have now found loose bolts on many of the MAX 9 jets grounded since the incident. Minicucci is sending his own inspectors to audit Boeing's quality control systems. He acknowledges his airline was lucky no one was seated next to that door.
There were only 7 open seats, and we had a guardian angel, honestly, on that airplane.
And now more problems for Boeing. United Airlines, which also flies the MAX 9, says it also found loose bolts, and due to quality concerns, is now rethinking its commitment to Boeing for future orders. Boeing says workers at its 737 factory will stop work tomorrow to hold workshops on quality control. Meanwhile, in Atlanta,
one of your nose tires just came off. It just rolled off the runway behind you.
All right,
a tire fell off a Delta Boeing jet before takeoff.
There's some old news in that. Here's the rest of the story. Mark Lindquist is an attorney, and he represents a number of passengers that were on Alaska Airlines, the door blowout plane. And he wrote a letter. He said he got a letter from the FBI that says, I'm contacting you because we've identified you as a possible victim of a crime. The FBI does not confirm or deny the existence of an investigation, said the Public Affairs Office. But Lindquist showed the letter to CNN. So somebody at the FBI thinks there's a crime that was committed. Now, I don't know what the crime would be specifically. I guess maybe some kind of a corporate negligence. I mean, you can have a negligence and incompetence that is so severe that you've broken the law. Lindquist, the attorney for the passenger, says, we welcome the DOJ investigation. We want accountability. We want answers. We want safer Boeing planes, blah, 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 blah.
Well, what about sabotage, as you've said before?
Well, I suppose, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking sabotage in that there were so many planes either landing or originating from the same airports that maybe there was something going on, because there were a number of them that were connected to San Francisco mm-hmm. and Portland. And I wondered if somebody was up to no good at those airports. But, you know, as that story indicated, there's a lot of loose bolts around. Now, if you run a factory that is so, and you've made these decisions to cut costs, right? And you run a factory that is so sloppy, so careless, so rushed, you know, what's the point? It becomes a crime. It's not just civil lawsuits from the victims who've been on these planes, but it becomes something that the government has to shut down and punish and maybe put somebody in jail over. I don't know. That's always like a gray area when it comes to corporate responsibility. Gavin Newsom, he announced yesterday that he's calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Yeah, I'm sure the Israeli prime minister immediately snapped to attention there, huh? Gavin Newsom wants to see fire. Boys, come on home, okay? War's over. Gavin Newsom wants us to put our arms down here and give up. Actually, Newsom was kissing Biden's rear end. I support President Biden's call for an immediate ceasefire. Blah, 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 blah. And who asked for his opinion? Who thinks, only in his deluded mind does he think his opinion matters? You think the Israeli legislature, the Israeli cabinet is weighing Newsom's words today? Let me tell you, an interesting poll came out. They polled 1,580 Palestinians. The Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, okay? So this is a hometown poll here. And they found that 59% would like Hamas to continue controlling the Gaza Strip after the war. Support for the return of Hamas in the Gaza Strip reaches 63% in some demographics. So, and it's increasing. It's a 14-point increase than the last poll. So when people are going, well, you have a lot of innocent people getting attacked, it's like, I don't know if they're so innocent. They want Hamas, and they support what Hamas was doing in the war. That's another thing. Big majorities support all the actions that Hamas has taken against Israel. So I think the people are just as responsible, because it gives Hamas justification. It's like, hey, we're representing our people here. We're doing what they want us to do. They're approving of our attack on Israel. They're approving of our war. They want us to stay in power after this is all over. So I don't know how that makes them innocent. I mean, it says, yeah, here it is. Palestinian support for Hamas's performance remains stable at 70%. 70%. I mean, that is overwhelming. That is a landslide. 70% approval for the, we've never had 70% approval for anything in this country. And slaughtering Israelis, slaughtering babies and women and raping them and putting the babies in ovens, that gets 70% applause in Gaza. How about that? Next time you see protests in the street, or you see some public event getting shut down, you see somebody screaming and shaking their fist about the innocents. Well, I don't know. Somebody's breeding all that hatred against the Israelis. And it starts with the mothers and fathers who have those children, and those children grow up to be soldiers less than 20 years later. Somebody taught them that they should go in and butcher the Israelis. So I don't know exactly how many innocents there are. I don't think there's that many. All right, so we've got more coming up. Oh, and it's a sad weekend. It's the first ever closure permanent closure of an in and out. Yes. It's never happened before since the chain went into business. Thank you for that moan and groan there.
You're welcome. And thank you for the In-N-Out fries you brought me yesterday.
Oh, you're welcome. It's our one little connection there it comes to food.
Yep.
There's no fries. We have no other overlap.
That's it.
No, it's just the fries.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Nathan Hochman, he's running against Gascon in November to be the next district attorney. Obviously, you must vote for him. He also got the support of most of Gascon's employees. The Association of Deputy District Attorneys announced their support, and Nathan's going to talk about that just after 3 o'clock. Two rounds of the Moist Line coming up. Have you seen the video of what was going on at the Texas border, where you had about 100, at least 100 illegal aliens storm the razor wire? It was probably several hundred of them. And they tore down the razor wire and they rushed towards the border wall. And it's a good thing that there were two layers of fencing, because they destroyed the razor wire, and the whatever law enforcement they had were completely overwhelmed. Now, I don't know if this was choreographed in some way, staged. This was a spontaneous mini riot, but it was crazy. And wouldn't you know, the ridiculous boobs at in the White House, led by, that press secretary. Boy, you talk about brain damage. Corinne Jean-Pierre. Okay, the illegal aliens are so primed to storm the border because Biden has made it clear for 3 years that wide open, no consequences. They got frustrated because Greg Abbott put up some razor wire to slow them down. They tore through the razor wire. They kept running, but they ran smack into a real fence, a very tall metal, it looked like it's a see-through fence, like chain link, I guess, made of something, looks like chain link, and they couldn't get any farther because that fence was too high. You know, I remember for years and years, people always saying, oh, walls don't work, activists, idiot politicians, walls don't work. And then I'm watching hundreds of guys run straight into this fence and they just start looking up. It's like, how do we get over this thing? Oh, look at that. The wall worked. Wow. What a shock. Walls don't work. They'll figure out a way. No, they didn't. You can't. I mean, I suppose they could start digging a hole. Maybe they can get underneath, but we're going to see that. Of course, Corinne Jean-Pierre blamed Greg Abbott, the Texas governor. Oh, and blamed Trump. That's a good one. The razor wire, that's Abbott. The National Guard, that's him. The Border Patrol agents did their job. I truly believe that this is a question for the Republican governor of Texas. There's something he should address. The hell is she talking about? You know what? She stands up there and sputters complete nonsense. Because when I'm driving in sometimes, I listen to the cable news channels and they'll carry her press briefing live. And I listen, I'm just examining her entire presentation. And I can only conclude that she's insane or just a complete idiot with like maybe a 60 IQ. I mean, she says things that are nonsensical. They're constantly saying, well, the federal government is responsible for the border. Well, yeah. So you've created this climate. The Border Patrol chief, Jason Owens, was outraged by it. He said, we have to take a look at the asylum laws. Only people that have a legitimate claim can claim asylum. And this is something that's not addressed. Do you know the vast majority of these asylum claims are denied? Because people are lying. Much of the world that shows up at the border and claims asylum, they're making it up. They're not oppressed. They're not being chased out by a violent government. They're not being persecuted because of their religion or their ethnic status or whatever the hell crap people make up. They just say it. And the way our stupid law is written, it's like, oh, I guess we're going to let you in. And then we're going to give you this ticket. And this is this here is a reservation to appear at our hearing, you know, in the year 2032. So you come back then, all right? It's the honor system. So illegal aliens are pouring over 2 million a year. If they stop at the border checkpoint, most of the time they're claiming asylum. Nearly all of the time they're lying. If they ever actually go for a hearing, most of the time they get denied asylum and are supposed to leave, but then they don't. So the trick is you come here and either don't show up, and no one's going to come and get you. No one's going to come. If you don't show up at the hearing, no consequence. If you do show up for the hearing and they deny you, there's no consequence either. Because that's not really the point. The point is that the fanatics in the Biden administration want to undermine the stability of the United States and don't think we're entitled to a border because we're an illegitimate nation based on capitalism, racism. You know the whole story, right? And they really mean this. They really believe this in their bones. And they take advantage of Joe being having his cognitive difficulties. Every day it's shocking. Not a day goes by where I don't see a story, video, an interview, where I can't believe this is going on. And it's added up to millions and millions of people. Here's a guy. A smuggler. He's 20 years old. He smuggles Mexicans through sewer pipes. Yes, his name is Kevin Campos. He appeared in court, federal court Thursday, and he would charge illegal aliens $6,000 to take him through the sewer system that connects Tijuana and San Diego. Wow. Imagine getting a tour of the Tijuana sewer system and you're paying $6,000 for it. And they caught him. They charged him with smuggling 7 people. I'm sure there were hundreds. And he's going to get 10 years in prison for that. Why are they enforcing the law on him? Border Patrol agents saw him taking people through the pipes and then running away. Now, out of all the drug cartel employees, out of all the smugglers, all the criminals, the drug runners, the human smugglers, they picked this guy smuggling 7 people through the sewer pipe. And listen to the U.S. attorney, Tara McGrath. Well, I'm glad they did this, but it's funny. This case is another example of transnational smuggling organizations placing profits over safety. Yeah, the drug cartels are like that. Like Boeing, they place profits over safety. See, 2 of the migrants said they took the sewer pipes because they were afraid of crossing the river. They didn't know how to swim. One of them had gotten caught up in the river's current and ended up clinging to a tree branch. So they thought the sewer system would be safer. Now, normally the sewer system has grates to keep people out, but the grates are left open when it rains heavily, so the water flows and doesn't damage the grates. You'd think they could come up with a better system than that. So I guess the grates were open, and this Kevin Campos decided, well, let's see, 7 people times, so that's $35,000. No, that's $42,000 he was making for that little Tijuana sewer tour. I've toured the Paris sewers. I don't remember what I paid.
I've never done that, but I want to.
I took the kids. I don't think my wife wanted to go. You go on a Paris vacation, right?
Yeah, I know.
This is my idea of romance. Hey, honey, you want to go see the sewer system?
That is not romantic. But the next time I go, I do want to do that because I haven't.
You should. It stinks down there, though. Unsurprisingly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. The kids
thought it was funny. They were small then, right? And if you stand, you lean up against some metal bars, right? And you can lean over. And it's like a river going through. And you see stuff floating in the water. You actually see poop.
Oh, that's disgusting. Forget it.
Well,
never mind. I'm glad that I talked to you about it. No.
I like infrastructure vacations.
And poop.
So you see the poop going by, and I told the kids, look at that. That's yours over there. Ew. And they bought it. They got all excited.
Ooh, a cool dad joke. Yeah,
wow. I was a big hit back then.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Nathan Achman, running for district attorney against George Gascon. Okay, this is the second place finisher in the primary, but 75% of the public voted against Gascon. He's the guy. Everybody's got to get behind him. If your favorite candidate didn't win, suck it up. Heel. And let's get behind Nathan Hochman against Gascon. Because Hochman's the real deal. He's got a ton of experience. And we'll talk to him coming up because if this means anything, the Association of Deputy District Attorneys has endorsed Nathan Hochman. These are all of Gascon's prosecutors. Nearly all of Gascon's prosecutors that he's the lord over, they want Nathan Hochman over George Gascon. All right, now this is sad. In-N-Out Burger is going to close. This is the first time they've had a permanent closure in Oakland. Don't want to scare people. But because Oakland's crime situation is so ridiculous and so out of control that family that runs In-N-Out says, yeah, we're going to close permanently. And they've never done this before since the Snyder family split with their original partner, Charles Nodden. There were 6 restaurants back in 1952, and the Snyders kept 3. And the 3 that Nodden got were renamed and eventually closed. So they don't count. So anything that's called In-N-Out and anything that the Snyder family has owned, has never had a permanent closure. And this is all from a book written by the Snyder granddaughter, Lindsay Snyder. She's the current owner and president. She wrote a book called The Ins and Outs of In-N-Out Burger, which, Deborah, would be a good Christmas gift for me next year.
Oh, okay.
They number all their restaurants. Yeah. The Oakland restaurant is number 193 and opened in 2005. Didn't even last 20 years. The number one restaurant is in Baldwin Park, although the original stand was closed and rebuilt nearby because the 10 freeway blew through it. And then store number 401, the latest, was opened in Madera on January 5th, probably awaiting the arrival of high-speed rail, because I think Madera is one of the stops. Anyway, in Oakland, In-N-Out Burger, last day will be Sunday, March 24th. And they said the crime in the area is endangering customers and employees. I wouldn't stop in the drive-thru line at the In-N-Out in Oakland. I was nervous one day in the In-N-Out line in Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. There was a weird homeless guy banging on people's windows. But the Sherman Oaks In-N-Out had a security guard and chased him away. And but that's, you know, that's quite sad.
Yeah, that In-N-Out in Sherman Oaks is right by Pineapple Hill.
I know. I've gone to that shopping center forever since, because the first house we had was up in the hills overlooking Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks has always been a desired area to live in for many.
I thought so. We used to go to all the restaurants there and do all the normal shopping, and it had an In-N-Out. What could be wrong?
I grew up in Sherman Oaks.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're a proud daughter of Sherman Oaks.
You're trying to think of something to say.
No, I see the wheels
turning.
No. I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
I'm sure Sherman Oaks is very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rebecca Grossman, she is allowed to keep making phone calls, which I don't really understand. The judge gave her a break because she's been making phone calls and she's been plotting to distribute evidence that's supposed to be sealed. Some videos that were on body cam videos. Her daughter, Alexis, and her husband, Peter, she had a number of phone calls, and she told her daughter she wants to unblock the videos and put everything out. And she also wanted some guy named Tom to call the judge and ask him to please let us have a new trial. We went through this the other day, complaining about the jurors and all. And the judge said that she can keep her phone privileges because otherwise she has to be moved to a different part of the prison where you can't get access to anything. You know, you live in much more isolation. But the judge said she must have been naive. Mm-hmm. He chalked it up to her naivete, which I doubt. She's 60 years old. She's very wealthy. She's a manipulator. She's a con artist is what she is. And she's like playing all these emotional chords that she's suffering so much. And you get caught up in that and you forget that, hey, you ran over two little kids. You killed two little kids. They banged off your car. And then you took off and left them for dead. So enough of this. And, you know, what's funny is how quickly the media coverage changes. And it's about her being upset and her and the daughter crying on the phone and her pleading with the husband and the husband trying to help her. And everything is about them. It's like, well, stop. The two kids are still dead. She should be upset. She's going to get what amounts to a life sentence. She's going to be in because she's already 60. So she's going to spend the rest of her life in prison, and she should. So she's upset. She's crying. She thinks the jury screwed her. Of course she thinks the jury screwed her. Doesn't every guilty person think the jury screwed her? You know how many people in prison who entered innocent pleas, who had defense attorneys claiming they were innocent or they were framed or this and that? And there's tens of thousands of prisoners all over California. They all had the same story. There aren't that many who volunteer to go to prison. Usually you have to force them into prison. And maybe they'll plead guilty only because they're afraid of what the real sentence might be. And I'm just like fed up with the Rebecca Grossman coverage. Enough already. And no, she's not naive. She is a manipulator. And that's what she's doing. Nothing else to it. All right, we come back. Nathan Hochman, running for district attorney against George Gascon in November. And we've got two rounds of the Moistland coming up, so it'll be an exciting hour. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.